To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The investigation into a security breach of Mesa County's election equipment took a step forward Tuesday when the FBI searched four locations connected with the case. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Mesa County's district attorney says no arrests were made, and the investigation continues. The searches came on the same day that Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission said it will investigate allegations clerk Tina Peters has accepted gifts above the limit for elected officials. The founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, who's a staunch advocate for election fraud conspiracies, has claimed he provided security and housing for Peters for several weeks because she faced threats over her role in the alleged security breach. If the ethics complaint is sustained, Peters could be fined. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Police in Aurora are asking for the community's help in finding the suspects who shot six teenagers at a park on Monday. Two of the victims were still hospitalized yesterday morning. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson.
To those that have come forward, the community has been very responsive. I know people are wanting to do anything and everything they can to support these kids and surround them with love, and we appreciate it.
The six shooting victims are students at Aurora Central High, across the street from where the shootings occurred. Aurora Police and Fire have agreed to a set of reforms in an agreement with Colorado's Attorney General that follows a 14-month investigation that found a pattern of racist policing and excessive force. Candace Bailey, an Aurora activist, says it's one step in the process to ensure people in the city are safe.
We have much work to do in the city of Aurora, and it is going to take every one of us to do this work. But without the Attorney General stepping in, we would not have the capacity to do some of the things that will be required in the future.
Over the next 5 years, an outside monitor will oversee Aurora's police and fire departments as they work on reform. And there's more on what changes could be coming to Aurora at CPR.org. This is CPR News.